Idaho lawmakers want more control over building codes that regulate energy efficiency. The standards cover things like the efficiency of appliances and how windows are insulated in residential and commercial buildings, and are updated every 3 years. Legislators want to lock the 2018 codes into statute so that any changes must be approved by the House, Senate, and governor. The construction industry has voiced support for the move, saying energy efficiency requirements make homes more costly. But Jonathan Oppenheimer with Idaho Conservation League says it's important to keep up with standards.
They help to reduce the cost every month to homeowners for utilities in their homes and in their businesses. And by applying some of the modern technologies and best practices, we can save homeowners and renters and business owners hundreds, if not thousands of dollars every year.
Oppenheimer says energy efficiency codes also help reduce carbon emissions from a sector that is producing an increasing share of overall emissions. House Bill 660 passed the House and has moved on to the Senate. Another piece of legislation, House Bill 614, would similarly place lawmakers directly in charge of electrical, mechanical, and plumbing codes. Oppenheimer says both bills would ultimately take control away from local governments.
We've often heard the refrain that government closest to the people governs best, but in this case, what it is doing, it is saying that the legislature knows best and precluding local communities from adopting standards and codes that make sense for their communities.
Idaho Conservation League says HB 614 could affect ordinances in Boise and Ketchum that require newly constructed single-family homes to be set up for electric vehicle charging. Oppenheimer says these ordinances will help reduce costs to retrofit homes as electric vehicles become more prevalent. HB 614 has also passed the House and is in the Senate. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.